Chat Radio Time once again on WCRS 102.1, 98.3, LPFM, Columbus, Ohio. Tonight on the Pat Radio Show, I talked to Kevin Collins of The Lost Revival. The Lost Revival have a CD released show this weekend with a brand new CD entitled Homemade Confetti. And I also have an interview segment with Super Desserts, where we hear numerous songs from their CD entitled Here Come the Super Desserts. So stay tuned.
Just a cripple crawling.
That's a song called Thin Man's Mile by a band called The Lost Revival. And they are having a CD release party this weekend. And I'm on the line with band member Kevin Collins. Kevin, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty well. How are you doing, Pat?
Great. So tell me about the record. How long has it been in the works and all that good stuff?
Well, we started working, started up the band in 2005, and originally it was just three guys and a drum machine. And slowly we gathered more members. Now we have seven, and the songs that we started with in the beginning have just evolved, and each new member's brought some to the table. And we actually started recording in June of last year at Relay Recording Studios with Jay Elton. And so we've got a 10-song album. We finished mixing it somewhere around January, and it's pretty fun. We, couldn't be happier with the results. And it's got a lot of interesting noises and a lot of folky tunes, so...
Cool. Yeah, it's if you like your Americana, if you like your Dylan-influenced rock and roll, then The Lost Revival is right up your alley, I would say. Where can folks find you this weekend for this CD release?
We're going to be playing at Scully's. We're going to be joined, and we're enthralled to be joined by the Nuclear Children and by the Celebrity Pilots, two of our favorite bands from around here, so we're really excited about it.
That's cool. It sounds like a good bill.
Yeah, it's good.
All right, we're going to hear one more song from this new CD, which is called Homemade Confetti. And, another thing I wanted to ask you. It's on Champion of the Arts. Is that your own label, or is that someone else's doing?
This is actually a new label that the Nuclear Children are also on. And when they heard some of our songs on the MySpace player, they tried to book a show so that they could see what we were like live. And then after hearing us, said that they wanted us to sign to their new label. So it's pretty exciting. There are a lot of great bands starting to sign up for it. So,
all right, good deal. Okay, we're going to hear a song right now from the record called Jesus Loves You. I remember playing this one months ago, back before the Pat Radio broadcast was just a little podcast. And I think I played a demo of it. And at the time, you guys were called Youngstown Tune-Up.
yeah.
Any reason for the name change?
Well, first off, I never liked that name. and having all the Youngstown names, none of us are actually from Youngstown either, so that makes it a little weird when people are always asking what the name's about, and we couldn't give a much better explanation than we're really bad at getting a good band name. So we wanted to have something a little bit more apt and that describes what we're doing better, so we thought The Lost Revival was a pretty good way to sum up our sound.
All right, cool. All right, and once again, that is happening at Scully's.
At Scully's, Saturday night, doors at 9.
All right. So I encourage you all to go and check out The Lost Revival, pick up their new CD, Homemade Confetti. We're going to go ahead and hear Jesus Loves You. All right.
your tiny fist. Raise your tiny fist. Inhale Jesus. Oh, but Jesus didn't die for me. So cast the first stone if you please. Well, Tom said, don't you know that Jesus loves you? Well, Tom said, don't you know that Jesus loves you? Oh, but Jesus, hey, didn't die for me. So cast the first stone that you see. Oh, 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 yeah, yeah.
That's the Celebrity Pilots on Pat Radio on WCRS doing Festival of Flies from their Spooky Action album of last year. Before that, the Nuclear Children did Kamikazeo, and that comes from a CD they put out last year called We're Black and Come When We Call. And at the top of the set, Lost Revival doing Jesus Loves You. And as I said before, all three of those bands playing at Scully's this Saturday night for the Lost Revival's CD release show. And now, here come the super desserts.
If I'm having trouble sleeping, take a pill and wake me when it's dark. Tastes just like a worn out cliche, just a sip and down the hatch it goes. You
first trip to the Himalayas, what spiritual awakenings did you have?
It's a good question, Pat.
We're all really lucky that Tyler was in the band, because of course he's a part-time Sherpa.
And, full-time now.
Oh yeah, just quit his...
He's got his badge.
Yeah.
My Sherpa badge.
And so he led us to some pretty exciting places, and Justin has a really good story about one where we were eating the different berries and we realized we had no toilet paper. It got ugly.
I just saw a lot of colors, and then I woke up 3 weeks later,
and then we were a band.
That's how we became a band. Wallpaper patterns in each row. Furnish your thoughts in blue and green, dressing you up from head to toe, impressing everyone you see. The culture turns a new direction, but let's find you a new passion. It's so much easier falling out of fashion, to be falling out of fashion. Ooh. foretaste were a crime. A sharp decline in novelty. It's only demand and supply. Reaches to rags eventually. And I'm looking like a has-been. Girl, I'm falling out of fashion. So much easier to be falling out of fashion, to be falling out of fashion.
Super Desserts. Got Justin here, Bobby, Eve, Fran, and Tyler. And their drummer had to split for the evening. We'll talk about that in just a little bit.
Actually, he was fired. Pat.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I kind of stepped out during that whole ugly incident. Super Desserts, I was talking to Justin and Bobby about this, kind of is the result of a, I don't know if you want to call it a reaction to the bass guitar drum dudes rocking out sort of thing. You guys want to elaborate on that?
I would call it a reaction to that, sure. It's a reaction against that. We're trying to be the antithesis of most rock bands, where some dudes get together and they just play really loud and they just rock out, and we want to try to avoid rocking out, and we just want to play nice quiet music. And
we call it softing out.
Yeah. And people have asked us, like, so would we consider ourselves indie pop or what? And I always say wuss pop. Wuss pop or
girl pop.
What, yeah, maybe.
We just want to be as lame as possible.
If being a wuss and being lame is your thing, you have a couple of opportunities here to see the Super Desserts live and in action. Columbus, this Sunday, April 13th, at Holy Craft. You guys will be there with Jordan O'Jordan and the Pterodactyls.
That's correct.
The Pterodactyls, I believe.
Pterodactyls.
Pterodactyls. Yeah.
Okay, let me write that down.
The crochet aisle will be on high alert that night.
They did a song with Kimya Dawson.
Yeah.
Did you see that? It was really cool.
On their MySpace page.
Yeah.
Really, we're using them.
That makes them even wussier than us.
I thought we were using them to get to Jordan or Jordan.
Yeah, well,
we all love Jordan. He is great. If you haven't heard Jordan, you probably haven't been listening to Pat Radio, because I know you've played like probably a dozen of his tracks. Jordan's stuff is great, though. Check it out.
Yeah,
and he's amazing live.
Yes.
Also, you guys are kicking off your world tour in Pittsburgh, I understand, this Friday night.
Yep.
That's right.
Kicking off and ending it.
We're ending it in the Himalayas.
Okay, yeah. That's
where
true.
Tyler is going to take us on another journey.
I once made out with my cousin. Beautiful, whoa, whoa, whoa. When my sister
great-grandmother was so strange and so old. I must admit I was afraid of her. When she died, I didn't want to see her. Oh no, I went out with my friends instead. It's so sad, it's so sad to go hang out with your friends, 'cause you don't care about
about the drummer thing. This is the audience participation aspect of Super Desserts.
I'm not sure where the idea exactly came from, but drummers are typically just loud and annoying. So we thought about just not having a drummer, and then we talked about maybe just having somebody just play snare drum, but just having them play on 2 and 4. And then that idea even developed further into, well, let's just bring a snare drum and set it up on stage, and let's just see if somebody wants to come up on stage and play 2 and 4.
And it works awesome because no one knows our songs, and so they're always like really in good time.
Yeah.
But it's a great way to break down the wall between an audience and a band. And as soon as you ask for a volunteer, everybody starts smiling and looking around, trying to see who should volunteer. And they'll cheer for people if we say, well, let's get Fern up here. Everybody cheers for Fern. You know, stuff like that happens.
I think we should let it continue to evolve until we're like letting them come up and play the guitar. And like keyboards and
letting them write our songs.
I was actually considering that with Jordan, because he's such a great banjo player.
Yeah.
Just giving him our music and letting him perform for us.
That'd be great. You know?
I'm gonna make you feel so nice.
bottom of my, deep down in the bottom of my heart.
Another aspect of Super Desserts is the whole multimedia thing. If you are one of the lucky recipients of the first version of their first CD, because you guys are doing it over?
We re-recorded like half of the songs because they were actually just demos. But they were good demos, so we definitely wanted to get the good demos out there. But we have a second version that we are now selling.
But the artwork is still the same. And
yes.
It's, we, you know, really want to take sort of a DIY approach to a lot of stuff we do, like
a DUI.
Yeah, a DUI. Actually,
oh, DUI. That's yeah. Right.
We're gonna take
I messed it up again.
We're gonna take a DUI approach. We like to get drunk and then go home and wake
and
up and see.
Craps.
Yeah,
martial arts and crafts.
Yeah. And one day we woke up one day and we had shirts everywhere and paint all over ourselves and.
So,
couldn't find my pants.
But even before the band started, I had this concept about album artwork and how if it's handmade and it's really nice and it's something really interesting that no one's seen before, it means more to you. The Catbird seat, Catbird Records in particular, does a lot of these like handmade, limited edition, great artwork for the albums. And so I was kind of inspired by that, and I had this idea that we could do a 7-inch. Actually, I probably shouldn't even give that away. So I should just leave it at this awesome artwork, and you have to see it to believe it.
This Sunday at Holy Craft,
yeah,
in Clintonville.
All right. Oh, and I want to say that at our last show, people were so impressed by the artwork that they applauded when I showed them the CD and the artwork. I've never had that happen before. In the day when no one buys CDs anymore, people applauded the CD and then bought it. That was awesome.
Thank you.
talk about the Super Desserts bus that we're putting together.
The Jamphibious Assault Vehicle.
Yeah.
It's all made of felt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's edible, which is weird.
Yeah. We developed a type of edible felt, and we just throw pies at people as we're driving around town.
And we have Super Soakers full of whipped cream.
Yeah. So it's a tasty treat if you see it coming down your street. And, anyway.
We're going to start parking outside of other people's shows.
Yeah, we've had talked about that.
And throwing food at them.
Yeah. Well, I guess I'll try and sum this up real quick, but it kind of ties into how we became a band. But my girlfriend actually had her senior art show at CCAD. It's called Bring On the Super Desserts. And at that time, I was kind of developing ideas for a band, and that sort of inspired a lot of different things. And I thought Justin would be great to be in a band with, so I tried to get in contact with him, and he had a lot of the similar ideas. And so that's how we sort of initially started. And then Eve was like really hot on the hot rod circuit at that time. And we were like, we definitely need a hot rodder. And Fran and Tyler they had like a skydiving school. And, you know, we're very adventurous as a band, so we need to bring a couple of them in. And here we are.
And the title actually came from the art show, which was all about Jell-O.
Right.
And it was titled Bring On the Super Desserts.
Bring us on this Sunday. Holy crap.
Sunday.
We wrapped up the interview by mentioning a lot of the other projects these folks are working on. Justin is in Terribly Empty Pockets, who are playing this Thursday night at The Surly Girl, along with The Black Canary. And he is also in The Proper Nouns, and they're having a CD release in May. I'll drop back into the interview here, and you can get the rest of the plugs.
And Eve has solo stuff with Bird and Flower. And Tyler is in a band called Couch Forts. We're all in all these different projects. And
I'm in the Polyatomic, too.
Yeah.
We're temporarily on hiatus, but we'll be back.
But Terribly Empty Pockets are playing this Thursday, the 10th, at Surly Girl with the Black Canary. That's always fun. And the Proper Nouns have a CD release show coming up at Bourbon Street on May 2nd. And that's with, I believe, Heavy Mole and RTFO Bandwagon, if I remember correctly.
And I just got asked last night to open for the Dodos at the Cafe Bourbon Street next Tuesday. So Sweet. That, I think, is going to happen.
Awesome. Cool.
In reverse order, the Super Desserts songs that you heard were My Baby Boy, Ha Ha Heart, Funeral, Fashion, and Hit the Spot. And they are all available on the Super Desserts CD entitled Here Come the Super Desserts. And since we mentioned Jordan O'Jordan a couple of times through the course of that long interview, let's go and hear something by Jordan O'Jordan right now from his Not Style, Nor Season, Nor Hard-Handed Lesson.
I don't remember being lovers. I remember arguments in camping tents. Hey, wait a sec. Didn't we hate each other? Now, Jordan Smith, if my weather's so severe, why don't you buy a sweater, man? It's better than complaining about how cold it is here. But now if all the world and love were young now, and truth in every banjo player's tongue, well, these pretty pleasures might be moved to live with you and be your love. But time drives flocks from field to fold when rivers freeze and rocks grow cold, and Philomel she becometh dumb, well, the rest complains of cares to come. Now, Jordan Smith, My dear, I do not want your crown. Your form of monarchy means not to me. Why don't you just go find another town? No, Jordan Smith, I do not find your words persuasive. Your type of eloquence is flatulence, but oral, how's that for evasive? But now if all the world and love were young now, and truth in every banjo player's tongue, well, these pretty pleasures might be moved to live with you and be your love. But time drives flocks from field to fold when rivers freeze and rocks grow cold, and Philomel, she becometh dumb, while the rest complains of cares to come. No, Jordan Smith, my good friend, have you lost your mind? The folks of Waverly dig sanctity and do not value people of your kind. No, Jordan Smith, why don't you drink another bourbon? Your fancy clothes and drinks and queer hijinks are better suited to a place more urban. But now if all the world and love were young now, and truth in every banjo player's tongue, well, these pretty pleasures might be moved to live with you and be your love. But time drives flocks from field to fold when rivers freeze and rocks grow cold, and Philomel, she becometh dumb, while the rest complains of cares to come. But now if all the world and love were young now, and truth in every banjo player's tongue, well, these pretty pleasures might me move to live with you and be your love.
I'll start with you.
If you start with me,
we can start together, maybe start a family tree.
Like a couple of words starting with the same letter.
I wanna alliterate with you.
I wanna sound clever.
We don't quite fit.
We don't really rhyme.
But we got a good meter going when we grind.
We slant to the beat
and we slant to the melody. It feels like we fit when we're dancing on MTV.
You
and
I
are
meant
for each other. A literary device.
Alone we're just
but together we're lovers.
The Pterodactyls, getting a little help from Kimya Dawson. They hail from Washington State, and as mentioned earlier, they are appearing with Jordan O'Jordan and the Super Desserts at Holy Craft this Sunday, April 13th, and I believe that all starts at 7 p.m. Before that, of course, Jordan O'Jordan doing A Town's Reply to a Banjo from his release entitled Not Style Nor Season Nor Hard-Handed Lesson. Another thing I want to let you know about, a few Pat Radios ago, I had the Black Canary on the show, and we were hyping their single release party, and then that little thing called the Blizzard of 08 happened, and the party had to be postponed until April 18th, so it's coming up next week, and it's at the Rivari Room with Afternoon Naps and Black Swans. So mark your calendars, and we're going to end the show with the Black Canary, an older song called View Girl. You've been listening to Pat Radio on WCRS, 102.1, 98.3, LPFM, Columbus, Ohio. We are a service of Simply Living. Find out more about Simply Living at simplyliving.org. Find out more about WCRS at wcrsfm.org. Also there you can stream or download archives of this show and other shows. And if you want to see a playlist of this show, you can go over to my website, patradio.org. And that's all the .orgs I got for you this time.